The fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, February 9th. The Collect and Psalm will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament, Epistle, and Gospel will be read from the International Children's Bible. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament is from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a very high throne. His long robe filled the temple. Burning heavenly creatures stood above him. Each creature had six wings. They used two wings to cover their faces. They used two wings to cover their feet. And they used two wings for flying. Each creature was calling to the others, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. His glory fills the whole earth." Their voices caused the frame around the door to shake, the temple filled with smoke. I said, "Oh no, I will be destroyed. I am not pure, and I live among people who are not pure. But I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies." On the altar there was a fire. One of the burning heavenly creatures used a pair of tongs to take a hot coal from the fire. Then he flew to me with the hot coal in his hand. The creature touched my mouth with the hot coal. Then he said, "Look, your guilt is taken away because this hot coal has touched your lips. Your sin is taken away." Then I heard the Lord's voice. He said, "Whom can I send? Who will go for us?" So I said, "Here I am, send me." Then the Lord said, "Go and tell this to the people. You will listen and listen, but you will not understand. You will look and look, but you will not learn. Make these people stubborn. Make them not able to understand what they hear and see. Otherwise they might really understand what they see with their eyes and hear with their ears. They might really understand in their minds. If they did this, they would come back to me and be forgiven." Then I asked, "Lord, how long should I do this?" He answered, "Do this until the cities are destroyed and the people are gone. Do this until there are no people left living in the houses. Do this until the land is destroyed and left empty. I will send the people away, and the land will be left empty. One-tenth of the people will be left in the land, but the land will be destroyed again. These people will be like an oak tree. When the tree is chopped down, a stump is left. The people who remain will be like a stump that will sprout again." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The psalm appointed for the day is Psalm 138. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and praise your name because of your love and faithfulness. For you have glorified your name and your word above all things. When I called, you answered me. You increased my strength within me. All the kings of the earth will praise you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. They will sing of the ways of the Lord, that great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, he cares for the lowly. He perceives the haughty from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand shall save me. The Lord will make good his purpose for me. O Lord, your love endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Now, brothers, I want you to remember the good news I brought to you. You received this good news, and you continue strong in it, and you are saved by this good news, but you must continue believing what I told you. If you do not, then you believed for nothing. I passed on to you what I received, and this was the most important: that Christ died for our sins, as the Scriptures say, that he was buried and was raised to life on the third day, as the Scriptures say, and that he showed himself to Peter and then to the 12 apostles. After that, Jesus showed himself to more than 500 of the believers at the same time. Most of them are still living today, but some have died. Then Jesus showed himself to James and later to all the apostles. Last of all, he showed himself to me, as to a person not born at the normal time. All the other apostles are greater than I am. This is because I persecuted the church of God, and this is why I am not even good enough to be called an apostle. But God's grace has made me what I am, and his grace to me was not wasted. I worked harder than all the other apostles, but I was not really the one working. It was God's grace that was with me. So then it is not important if I preach to you or if the other apostles preach to you. We all preach the same thing, and this is what you believed. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. One day Jesus was standing beside Lake Galilee. Many people were pressing all around him. They wanted to hear the word of God. Jesus saw two boats at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one which belonged to Simon. Jesus asked Simon to push off a little from the land. Then Jesus sat down in the boat and continued to teach the people on the shore. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Take the boat into deep water. If you will put your nets in the water, you will catch some fish." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night trying to catch fish, but we caught nothing. But you say to put the nets in the water, so I will." The fishermen did as Jesus told them, and they caught so many fish that the nets began to break. They called to their friends in the other boat to come and help them. The friends came, and both boats were filled so full they were almost sinking. The fishermen were all amazed at the many fish they caught. When Simon saw what had happened, he bowed down before Jesus and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were amazed too. James and John were Simon's partners. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishermen for men." When the men brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. On February 11th, we celebrate the life of Frances Jane Fanny Van Alstyne Crosby, hymn writer, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Fanny Crosby, a lifelong Methodist, was the most prolific writer of hymn texts and gospel songs in the American evangelical tradition of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, She wrote more than 8,000 sacred texts in addition to other poetry. Frances Jane Crosby was born in Putnam County, New York, on March 24, 1820. Although not born blind, she lost her sight as an infant as a result of complications from a childhood illness. At the age of 15, she entered the New York Institute for the Blind, where she would later teach for a number of years. In 1858, she married Alexander Van Alstyne, a musician in New York who was also blind. Crosby's texts were so popular that nearly every well-known composer of gospel music of the period came to her for words to accompany their melodies. In most hymn writing, the words come first and then a composer sets them to music. But for Crosby, the words came so quickly and naturally that composers would often take her their tunes and she would immediately begin to shape words that fit the music. Perhaps the best example of this process led to the creation of Crosby's most well-known hymn, Blessed Assurance. On a visit to the home of a friend, the composer, Phoebe Knapp, a newly composed tune was played for Crosby. After listening to the tune several times, the text began to take shape, and in a very short time, one of the world's most popular gospel hymns was born. The American gospel song is a unique genre of sacred music that combines words expressive of personal faith and witness with tunes that are simple and easily learned. Fanny Crosby's contribution to this genre is unequaled. Dozens of her hymns continue to find a place in the hymnals of Protestant evangelism around the world. Fanny Crosby died on February 12, 1915, in Bridgeport, Connecticut, where she is buried. Let us pray. O God, the blessed assurance of all who trust in you, we give you thanks for your servant Fanny Crosby, and pray that we, inspired by her words and example, may rejoice to sing ever of your love, praising our Savior who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.